In February of this year, we went to Phoenix and made an amazing discovery. It turns out that the state of Arizona has two United States senators.
John McCain and that young guy next to John McCain.
We spoke to Senator Jeff Flake, who began his appearance on our show with a shocking admission.
Thank you for having me on. I have to say I was worried that you wouldn't be here by the time we got to this point of the show.
So was I.
Yeah.
But I figure if an NFL player can come out as gay, a Republican senator can come out as an NPR listener.
Nice.
But what about in the locker room? We're not going to feel comfortable.
Yeah, no, man. I just want to say, I don't feel comfortable undressing with a Republican, so... I joke.
What goes on in the cloakroom stays.
Yeah, okay. So, let's just establish your credentials. You are from Snowflake, Arizona, I've been told, right?
That is true.
Right. And it's Jeff Flake from Snowflake.
And you can believe it or not, I grew up not knowing that flake was a term of disparagement.
Really?
It was a safe haven for flakes.
Really? So you didn't know. When did someone call you a flake and you realized they were trying to insult you?
You know, the truth is, after college, I went to Washington, D.C. for an internship. And I was at a reception, and it came up in conversation with someone that I was from Snowflake. He didn't know my name was Flake. This guy knew somebody from Snowflake. He just couldn't pull up the name. So he struggled for a while, and I thought, I'll narrow it down for him. I said, was this guy a flake? It's an innocent question. He said, nah, he seemed perfectly normal to me. It was then that I knew I'm in for a long life.
I understand. You've had a long political career, because, of course, you represented Arizona in the Congress before being elected to the Senate. Has the name ever been, has it been ever used as an attack ad, for example, by an opponent?
Well, my first campaign theme was simply another flake for Congress that
really?
Seemed appropriate. But
so you
as a joke.
Co-opted the humor.
Well, you know, in Arizona, believe it or not, I mean, there are a lot of flakes. I have...
Now, which one
by
do
name
you mean?
Well, Snowflake was actually named after my great-great-grandfather, William Jordan Flake, who mm-hmm. founded the town. Erastus Snow came later, and they called it Snowflake.
They got along, okay.
No, but, you know, there are a lot of flakes, and so, in fact, we have five children. I am one of 11. I have 10 siblings. I have 69 first cousins on my father's side alone.
Good Lord.
So when they say that Congress's popularity is down to blood relatives, I'm going to ride that popularity wave for a long time.
And you know what they say? They say, no two flakes are alike.
That's true. Yeah. So you're the junior senator from Arizona. Remind me, who's the senior senator? I can't quite think of him.
John somebody.
He gets a lot of press, John McCain. He appeared in this show, of course, many years ago, and he's always in the Sunday shows. He's always in the news. Do you ever feel a little jealous that everybody's, like, always running over to talk to him?
Bugs the heck out of me.
Really, does it?
No, it comes with the territory. Right. I feel honored to serve with him. And he's been there a while and done a lot of good things, and... It's good to be where I am.
It's funny because the official term is junior senator.
That's right.
Right, so does that mean that you have to, like, bring the snacks to the cloakroom or the rookie hazings or something like that?
Sure. That's just, every junior senator is just one step away from their lifelong dream being senior senator.
Right.
John's not one to take a hint, though.
No. Now, the one thing you like to do, Senator, is you like to go to remote desert islands and try to survive. Is that right?
I do.
Yeah.
like Castaway?
Pretty much. Could you describe one of these expeditions? You've done this a number of times now, right?
A couple of times. 5 years ago, I went by myself. I like to read adventure books, and especially Sailing Adventures Gone Bad. That's my favorite genre. And
wow.
I always wonder if I could survive, if I was marooned on an island, without... anything but the necessities, and so I marooned myself on an island in the Marshall Islands and just took a spear and a magnifying glass to start fires and a mask.
What kind of one percenter games are you playing?
So this is true, by the way. This is reported in a reputable newspaper. So what you did was you had yourself dropped off on this island. You brought no food.
No food.
You brought a magnifying glass, as you said, to start fires, right. A spear.
Yeah.
A spear.
To spear fish.
To spear, of course, fish.
Yeah. As one does.
As one does. And what else? Did you have a sexy loincloth? What did you have?
No, I had a camera. I did take a tripod, and so I wanted to document this.
Right.
And spear a fish. I'd, do a selfie with a fish. And
and he had a volleyball named Wilson.
I didn't, but that was the what most people gravitate to as far as following this is I didn't have a volleyball. But by about the third day, I was a little bored, let's face it. And I was given a Sharpie pen before I left. And these hermit crabs would wander through my camp endlessly.
Yeah.
And so by about the third day, I found that Sharpie pen, and I picked up a hermit crab and wrote number one on his shell and put him down and just to see if he would reoccur.
Yeah.
And number two a little later. And by the end of the week, I had 126 numbered.
And people say senators never accomplish anything. So you were just...
I still miss number 72.
He was cute.
How come we don't have a show yet called Senate Survivor?
Yeah.
Well, I have been asked that. People say, why don't you just go on that show, Survivor?
Yeah.
I say, I go through enough elections. I don't want to be voted off an island. I want to actually survive.
Did you learn anything in your experience, in your week of privation and survival and isolation on an island, that helps you in your current career in the U.S. Senate?
Well, there's the old poem, then song, No Man is an Island, and there is truth to that. One thing that I really came back with is the knowledge that there is a heck of a lot of beauty out there. We have a gorgeous earth here, and so much of it happens every sunset that I watch, 7 of the most beautiful sunsets in the world. And were I not there to see it, they would have still occurred. There's so much that is great that we just miss completely. When I got back, I tried to share these things, but it's meaningless unless you can share it with somebody.
You sure you're not
really
a Democrat?
Is.
Yeah, Republicans don't talk like this. What's going on?
Well, Senator Flake, we are delighted to have you with us, and we've asked you here today to play a game. This time we're calling...
Dude, that skijoring was sick.
As we enjoy the classic winter sports of slope style, half pipe, and the thing with the skiing and the shooting at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, let us remember that not all popular winter sports make it to the Olympics. We're going to ask you 3 questions about non-Olympic winter sports, which I'm sure you're up on, being from Arizona. Get 2 right, you will win Carl's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I'll do my best.
All right. Carl, who is Senator Flake of Arizona playing for?
The senator is playing for Cassidy Welch of Phoenix.
Not just a contestant, a potential vote.
It's a vote.
It's a vote.
Oh, man.
Your first sport is skijoring, which was played in the 1928 Winter Games. It's described by the Atlantic magazine as what? A, like figure skating, but with stabbing. B, like water skiing behind a dog. Or C, an unfortunate mix of striptease and ski jump.
What was that first one again?
The first one was like figure skating, but with stabbing.
I'm going with that.
All right. I think that would be a wonderful thing to see, but it was really water skiing behind a dog. That's how it was described. The way it works is you put on some skis, you take some dogs, you put some, leads on the dogs, you attach the leads to your chest, and then you throw some kibble out as far as you can ahead of the dogs, and you take off with the dogs. You're good to go. No longer a sport, sadly. But you have 2 more chances, so you can still win. Here we go. Okay, a sport called acroski was tried out as a demonstration sport at the 88 and 92 games, never made the official Olympics. What is acroski? A, competitive snow angel making. B, nicknamed the uphill slalom, competitors ride adjacent ski lifts, first one to the top wins. Or C, also known as ski ballet, it's artistic skiing on a gentle slope with costumes.
We're going with C.
You are right. They're right.
There we
it's known as ski ballet. Many experts say it didn't make the official Olympic program because of its extreme boringness. Okay, here is your last question. One sport that takes summer fun to the mountains has never gotten its Olympic due despite a growing fan base. What is it? A, snow kayaking, in which competitors paddle their way down slopes in a kayak. B, winter triathlon, which is a combination of biking, running, and hypothermia. Or C, snow skitball, which is just what it sounds like.
I'm going with the audience. A.
You're going to say you're going to go with your constituents.
I always go with my constituents.
And snake kayaking. It is, in fact, snow kayaking. Very good, everybody. You can see videos of it. They use the paddle to steer down the slope. Carl, how did Senator Flake do on our quiz?
The senator had two correct answers, Peter, so he wins for Cassidy Welch.
Well done. It's not one more vote. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Jeff Flake is the junior senator from Arizona.
Thank you
so much for being here, Senator Flake. A real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Your senator, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Flake.